Episode 59, it's a great episode. Sit back, relax. I hope you all are having a great summer. And without further ado, let's get right into it. How's it going, everyone? My name is Lucas Haltenier from the Hockey with Filtsy podcast. Today, I'm proud to have on the Charlottetown Islanders forward, Michael Horth. Michael, thank you for joining me today.
No problem.
So getting into things, you recently went down to Detroit and attended an NHL camp. What was that like? Tell me about your experience.
It was a great experience, and like every time you can learn from like a nice player and nice coach, you always take that opportunity, and like, it was a great experience.
You went to a camp the year before. Now, just getting the rhythm of things, looking at what pro hockey is like, how is that just getting a preview of the next level?
Yeah, it's just like experience every time. I feel I was like more comfortable like this year than I was last year. And just like I'm learning from St. Louis last year, and now I was like ready for Detroit. And then just that I know what I have to do for getting on the next level. And like, just like great experience.
Obviously, right now it's an off season for you. What's a day in the life of your off season like?
Usually going to the gym in the morning, and like getting that done like early, and after I have practice right away. And usually I'm working at night, with the hockey camp, like with young kids, and like it's fun. Like I spend a lot of time on the ice and have fun with those old kids. And you know, you have to spend a lot more time in the gym because you don't have all this time during the season. So it's like time to work on your weakness, and that's what I'm doing right now.
You talk about weaknesses. What's something that you've kind of targeted for this off season that you think you need to improve on moving into your last year of junior?
Obviously, my strength, especially upper body. Like I want to be stronger. And then, you know, it's my last year, so it's like a very important year for me, like for the next step. Like obviously, like everyone wants to sign pro, but I knew I had to work a lot of my strength, and that's what I'm doing right now.
Looking at your past season of junior, it was a huge breakout year for you. You scored lots of goals. What do you think the key to success was for that year, and how do you continue it into your overage year of junior?
I feel it's all about confidence. Like, yeah, I was way more confident this year than the year before. And it's like new role, like new players. I got to take more room in the roster. And that's what the confidence brings. It's like you can do things that you didn't think you can. And that's all. That's what like helped me a lot.
You speak about confidence. If you had advice for someone that was trying to follow your footsteps and be a junior hockey player, what advice would you give them?
Like, confidence is usually built in the practice. So, like, try to be, like, the best version of you in the practice, and try to do some stuff that you do in a game. And that's how, like, you have the confidence to do it in a game. Like, we all start being confident in practice and doing stuff. But if you're not confident enough during the game, that's all that's become complicated. So try to practice the most as possible in practice, and that's all that's like you're gonna be able to do it in the game.
Practice makes perfect, as a lot of the players in the NHL always say. Looking at the NHL or even anywhere in any league in the world, who's someone that you role model your game after?
Also, like, and then play with Montreal and Colorado. Like, I like that player a lot. He's always playing. He's, like, fast, a straight line, shoot the puck a lot. So I like him a lot. And, like, I like Gallagher, too. He's, like, kind of the same player. Like, a little less tall, but, like, he's shooting the puck, going the corner. Like, he's all those players I try to follow. Like, I know I'm never going to be Connor McDavid, but I just try to follow a player I can be.
If someone walked up and just gave you a script and they're like, hey, Michael, all those things in your hockey career would happen, like back when you're a little kid, do you think you would have believed them?
No, like not at all. Like I didn't think I could play midget AAA like when I was young. It was my dream to play one game in midget. After it was one like one game in junior was my dream. And now I'm just like one game pro. It's like it's always like that, just step by step. And that's all I'm working, and that's worked pretty well for me.
For sure, it's super special. And through the things that you didn't think would make happen, there's tons of memories. Do you think there's kind of a favorite memory that you have through hockey that just pops up right in your mind?
Try to think. No, and that like my first game junior was special. Like it was like in the crowd too. Like I didn't play the year before, and after we're playing in front of like 300 people, like we're not very good. And like it was a great team we had like 2 years ago, and my first game was very special. Like just looking at the crowd, looking at the player I was on the ice with. I'll say it's like. Like it's something it was very nice for me.
For sure, and it's been really special to see your career blossom. And looking at that, you've kind of been a leader. You wore a letter last year with Charlottetown. Moving into next season, you're obviously going to take a very big role in Charlottetown's leadership. In the past, who are the best leaders you have had, and what is the advice that they have gave to you, and what have they taught you?
I'll say like I got a couple. Like I'll say as a French person, like a lot of French guy like helped me a lot just because I didn't speak the language too. Like it was easier for them like to help me. But I also like Patrick Gay or Leon Trudeau, even Simoneau, like they all helped me a lot. Just like keep working, and even if you're drafted, even if you're like you sign a contract, you need to work still. And that's the people I tried to follow the step from, and like they were like very nice with me that year, and I just want to be the same person as them for the people who's coming to the league.
Last year you were on a very young team, obviously wasn't as experienced as your team before, as a year before. You were one of the younger guys. What were some questions that the younger guys were asking you this past season, and how would you kind of help them out?
Just like a couple of questions about like what's the nicest drink, or like oh is this player is good, like is he physical, like I got a lot of questions about Amel. They were pretty scared from Amel in Moncton, and or like about playing in Halifax. All that looks so big for them, that still looked big for me, and been playing there like 8 times. So no, it's just those kind of questions. Or like, yeah, how many games did you took for score your first goal? And just question like that, they just like want to learn like from you. And I like to talk to them. Like I knew I was doing the same thing with the veteran like 2 years ago. So just like I want to give them the best answer.
Yeah, that's super special. And as you're getting used to the league, you've said how you've played in Halifax tons of time. What are some routines, pre and post game routines, that you have implemented into your game?
Like every day, like I'm like the night before, I always like go sleep at the same time. I want like to get my sleep. It's like 10 hours before a game. I like to sleep a lot, and I always I'm not very like I don't skate for morning skates usually. I just need to stretch and stuff, and I take a big nap, like a 2 hours nap in the afternoon, and I always eat my pasta with my chicken. And I try to be at the rink like pretty early, like doing stretching and take my stick and just playing ball with a two touch with the team. And I always have the same routine during the warm up, doing the same lap and the same slide, and just a routine came automatic for me.
Well, Michael, that's pretty special. And just my last question, going into your final year in Charlottetown, what can fans expect from you?
I hope another breakout season. Also, it was a long summer. Like, I really like excited to going back on the island, PEI. Like, I love the fan. I love like the team. I hope we have a good team this year. It looks exciting, and like, yeah, I'll be ready for sure.
Awesome. Well, Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just like that, we're done another episode of Hockey with LC Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and make sure you stay tuned for more episodes in the future. Thank you.